Time now to get in the game with Head Games, hosted by former NFL Pro Bowler Nick Lowry. Nick, along with a cast of prominent sports figures, discuss how the human mind affects the outcome in sports. He also raises the quality of discussion on how to make better decisions both on and off the field. Head Games is brought to you by Fort McDowell Casino, BMW, and Matchstick Cigars. And now, broadcasting live from the card room at Fort McDowell Casino, Nick Lowry.
And good Tuesday evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Head Games Radio. I'm Dan Minucci, your co-host, as I join you from the KMVP studios on Central. And joining me from the island of Hawaii, or the state of Hawaii, is your host, former Kansas City Chiefs All-Pro kicker Nick Lowry. Nick, how are you this beautiful, I guess, late afternoon over there in Hawaii, huh?
Listen, this is an unplanned advertisement for Hawaii, but if you ever want to get yourself in a different place, there are not too many places better than this.
Nick, the issues is we have our fourth installment talking about the effects of steroids. This evening's show, we get a little bit of a light on a proponent of using steroids and the proponents against steroids.
Yes, we do. We've got a tremendously interesting show because we can talk all we want about how it's not a good thing. We can talk about the deterioration of people like Ken Caminiti and Mike Webster, but the reality is athletes still continue to take them because they're working for them. They're getting away with it, but they're also working for them. So we're going to have two people, Mac Newton here in a minute or two, who actually worked with Barry Bonds his first 3 years in the league when Barry was 195 pounds, and Mac has known firsthand what kind of an athlete Barry is. No one disputes that Barry's an extraordinary athlete, but some of the things going through Barry's head today, I think, might surprise some of the listeners and might lead to a new era in steroids with his leadership. It might not. We'll see. And the other guest is in studio now, my good friend, the great Mark Schmidt.
Yeah, Mark Schmidt's going to join us here in the second half. Nick, former Detroit Lions free safety, not strong safety, free safety, a Temple grad. He's a Temple Owl, and he's going to join us and talk about using steroids after his NFL career as he tried to get back into football. And then again, our good buddy, as usual, Dan O'Brien, the 1996 decathlon gold medalist, will join us and talk about the effects of how it has in track and a proponent against the use of steroids and how that was enhanced by those that used the steroids, probably the one sport that's had the most use over the years, that being the Olympic athletes.
And that's part of the whole complexity of this, is that each sport has different standards. And what people are seeing now is that baseball finally at least got some minimal testing going, which results in a 10-game suspension, which really isn't a whole lot, but at least it's a beginning. Whereas in football, there's a very significant program that's been in existence since 1988.
And with that, let's join our first guest. He joined us last week for just a brief moment. We appreciate him coming back on. He is the owner of Newton Fitness, located on 32nd Street in Thomas. Mac Newton joining us again here on Head Games Radio on ESPN Radio 860. Mac, welcome again for another great Tuesday night. How are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, and I'd like to start the line of questioning off. You kind of left last week talking about the effects of those using the steroids, those that weren't using them, and the effects on their body. One of the things that's kind of come to light the last week or so, i.e. Barry Bonds again, and he kind of hinted, Mac, Pedro Gomez for ESPN Radio and ESPN TV reporting that the last press conference that Barry had is that he talked about, hey, we need to move on. We all make mistakes, me included. We need to move on. And I'm wondering, when he says something like that, Mac, is he admitting that he did use an illegal enhancement, and that he's just trying to bide his time to come out at the right time and come clean?
Okay. Great question. I want to answer that. Let me put it this way and tell you a little bit about what I know about Barry Bonds. As Nick said earlier, I taught Barry his very first few years. I don't consider myself a trainer. I consider myself a teacher because I want to get my students to a point where they don't need me. Well, Barry, there are a couple of things misconceptions we need to clear up. People say he's a bad teammate. He doesn't work well with us. He doesn't play well with others. You know, I don't teach individually. I don't do one-on-one sessions. I do group sessions. Mm-hmm. In my sessions with guys like Steve Onaveras, a Valley resident, played with Oakland, Barry was introduced to me by Sandy Alomar Jr., just an incredibly good guy and been in the big leagues a long, long time. And we had lots of big leaguers in that class. And Barry was one of the most popular, but he went out of his way to help other guys there. And no, he didn't weigh 240 pounds. Like, he was about, I'd say he was taller than me, but about the same weight, maybe 195, something like that. One day he was watching my class, and his dad was getting ready to pick him up. He and his dad were very, very close, really close. And he's sitting there watching my Taekwondo class after his training was over. And I was teaching sort of an advanced flying sidekick to some of my blue belt and red belt students. And we did this for maybe a half an hour or so. We did it in the air. We did it on the bag, and we broke some boards and things like that. And then finally the class was over, and Barry's father finally showed up. We chatted for a minute. He went out into the parking lot to get in the car, and he turns around and yells at me, "Hey, Mac, look at this." And he takes about two steps, jumps in the air about 6 or 7 feet, does a perfect flying sidekick. I was absolutely in shock. He had done that just from watching it. One of the most unbelievable things that I'd ever seen. And he didn't do it just 4 or 5 feet off the air, just jumping up a little bit. He did it at least 6 or 7 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. I mean, just an incredible physical technique. Barry has always looked for people to like him. He likes to be liked. I mean, he has this opinion that he doesn't really care. I take the opposite opinion. I think he cares a lot, but he isolates himself from it so that he can do the fabulous things that he does. Now, whether or not he's doing this or not, I'll get to that in a second, but I think that right now, and he alluded to this in his first news conference, if you think back when he first went to training, he said, "I've had my best relationship with fans since this steroid thing has come out. Hey, Barry, keep your head up. Hey, Barry, we're behind you. Here, Barry." It's like all of a sudden people can kind of identify with him. Instead of him being standoffish, he's kind of like, okay, he's an underdog. Now people are picking on him, and now he's almost more. I think he feels, or maybe he doesn't, but this is what I think. I think he feels, and he wants to get around to it, I may be more accepted. It may not be this big backlash against me. If, in fact, I did do it, if I just simply fess up.
Well, Mac, it seems like, and Nick, you can chime in here, it seems like the first press conference, I don't know what that was all about. I think that hurt him more than anything. Now, the second one with Pedro Gomez last week, hinting that, we all make mistakes, we need to start from scratch, so on and so forth. Okay, so Barry, what are you saying? So, and that's why I'm asking you, Matt, is he saying, or do you know that he has used steroids and he is sorry and he wants to move? I guess that's the tough question I have to ask you.
It's a tough question, and I can't answer it because I don't know that Barry has used steroids. I can't say that. It seems like Barry is trying to say something, or maybe he's trying to talk for someone else, which he's never done. I don't know. But we do have what is testimony in front of the grand jury. And there's another interesting point, Dan. Now I think that request to these people or some of the major leaguers to appear in front of an investigating committee is now turned into a subpoena. Is that correct?
No, not yet. They have not subpoenaed. They have invited them in front of the committee. And if they need to, the senator has said, if they need to, they will subpoena. Under any circumstance, you are under oath no matter what.
I thought I'd heard on CNN this afternoon that they had subpoenaed, but maybe I was wrong.
We have not heard that yet.
Okay, well, if so, but interesting point. You've invited so many people, including Curt Schilling, but interestingly enough, Barry Bonds has not been invited.
Well, I want to bring Nick Lowry in, our fine host. And, Nick, what about that as far as Congress getting involved? I've got to commend Senator McCain for sending the bell shot across the bow to get baseball to clean up their act, to the message he sent to the Players Union as well as Bud Selig. But in your mind, Nick, how do you paraphrase them not inviting Barry Bonds?
Well, I can't explain what their motives are. I actually worked in the Senate before I made it in the NFL for Senator John Chafee of Rhode Island and Senator Tom Eagleton. And what happens is there are two bully pulpits. The famous one is the presidency itself. You've heard President Bush make a couple statements. You actually saw Arnold Schwarzenegger make a statement earlier this week, knowing that he had admittedly used steroids in the past. I think the Senate is another place for the so-called bully pulpit, but it has to go two ways. One is the easy target, which is the players. It's the right thing to do to make sure that players come clean
and talk about it and talk about what's really happening. But the other side of it is what we're calling the medical industrial complex. That is, we do have a system. Just watch NFL ads with Cialis and Viagra, their performance enhancement in their own way. They always send the message that we're not complete unless we have this or that product.
But Nick, they're not illegal drugs. They are not illegal drugs. That's an apple to an orange.
But we have to have those parts of the industry that create the mentality of dependence, the deficit mentality, to work as part of the partners in this. That's the only way. In the drug industry, when you had the anti-drunk driving program, you had to have the large corporate partners participate by getting it infused and penetrated throughout the media. That's part of it as well. That means the president, and only the president and the Senate, can begin to develop partnerships beyond just that. And then you can turn to the players' associations, then you can turn to the corporate partnerships that the leagues have and say it's time to step it up and make a real commitment to this.
You're listening to Head Games Radio here on ESPN Radio 860. Mac Newton, our guest, Nick Lowry, over in Hawaii. And as we're breaking down the steroid controversy, and Mac, when we bring it all back around, what do you think the motivation for the Senate to get involved, not only to clean up baseball, per se, or sports in general, but to clean up and send the message to our youth of today?
Great question, Dan. I think that what the Senate is trying to do is they're trying to do something that's been long overdue, is clean up basically a dirty sport, a sport that has been ripe with manipulation and unlevel playing fields for a long time, and not just in the area of steroids. I mean, we've got a couple of people who admitted cheating who are in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So cheating has long been part of the baseball landscape, and it should not be, especially where numbers are such an important part of it. So I think to clear it up, it's very, very important. It's not just a matter of the players. Mm-hmm. And the health of the players and the numbers that are being reflected here. It's the money that's being spent, the salaries that are just blowing up and going out of proportion, and all these prices are being passed on to the consumer. So we're the ones paying the price. Remember, Nick, last week we talked about a statistic where baseball is paying up to 10% of its gross national product. It's money that for players who are not on the field. I mean, we've got paying out over $300 million to players who are on the disabled list. We've got injuries that I'm sure Dan can attest to. Even in the Olympics, people who are breaking, tearing bones and tearing muscles in half, pulling them away from the bone. Injuries that take a year, 2 years, 3 years to heal. Things that we never saw 15, 20 years ago. And these things are all being passed on the computer to the consumer. That's why the Senate is getting involved. They want to clean this game up. They want to clean it up. They don't want kids continuing to do steroids in high school, in college, in the minor leagues. They want to clean it up, and they want to clean it up now. If a few people have to go down the process, they're willing to do that.
And, Nick, if the major leagues don't police themselves, is it give the right for the Senate, for our government, to clean the sport up?
It's been great, actually, for Senator McCain to make his statements to say, Barry, you got to come clean more. Those are appropriate things, but it's got to be more than just the athletes. I'm just going to tell you a quick story, too, the politics of this. In the 87 strike, the NFL strike, mm-hmm. Remember when they played the replacement game?
Right. I was a replacement player for Buffalo. Well, yes, I do.
About that. Anyway, the ratings were 20% of the normal ratings, mm-hmm. And I was with Dick Schaap, with the vice presidents of ABC in New York, asking them why were they continuing to put the games on, and they mm-hmm. stared me in the face and said, we're putting it on because we made a promise to the NFL we would continue this as long as we could because, frankly, there's nothing better that we
right.
can put on.
Sure.
And also because they know they have a intimate relationship financially with the league. So until you get both the league and their corporate partners to be part of this message campaign, to do it in schools, to do it in the media,
right.
to work with ESPN, to
right.
work with MTV, we've got to make it pervasive enough. We've got to make the information and the
right.
education pervasive enough that we can really bring about real change.
I think, I'm sorry to cut in there.
No, go ahead.
I think that's the answer in itself, Nick, is education. And education in all areas about the danger of drugs, even medicinal or medical steroids, such as, I'll use an example, prednisone, for example. I mean, it is a miracle drug, especially for a burn victim or someone who's inhaled toxic fumes or something like that. It causes healing and allows these people to live without the intense pain that would be unbearable for them. However, even under those conditions, doctors have to very carefully monitor their use because for some reason, these steroids, they intact the bones in a certain way that can even cause avascular necrosis in joints. In other words, it impairs the integrity of bone tissue and joints. And you see this, Dan, when you look at some of the players who are suffering joint, back, wrist, elbow, and knee injuries that we've never seen before.
Mac, before we let you go, we want to get your website for those people interested in Newton Fitness, your website and your phone number so people can call you, whether it be on this subject
sure.
or get involved with Newton Fitness.
Well, I'm over on 32nd Street in Indian School, actually, a little east of
32nd
Street. That's okay, on Indian School Road. And you can reach me at 602-957-6492. But I want to point one thing out to you. I'm not really even in the physical fitness business. I'm in the health business. I'm in the teaching and the health business where people can understand about their own responsibility or that they have toward health. Because if you're just trying to look good, that doesn't mean you're going to get healthy.
Yes.
You got to get healthy. And if you are healthy, you'll look healthy. And if you look healthy, you're probably going to look good.
And Mac, also, you have a lot of college and high school students coming
sure.
to you. With the this whole steroid scenario, do you have a lot of those youngsters? Or can you see some of those youngsters coming at you that you think they're on the steroid use? And do you preach the message against the steroid use?
Absolutely. And you know what? They listen to me. And parents, you need to understand that. They will listen. They may act like they're not, but they will. And especially if you put it very emphatically. If you tell them that there are dangers that they don't know about, they will listen to you because you're in a position of authority, and I give them this. With me, maybe it carries a little bit more weight because I come from a place where because I know what I'm talking about. I have seen this. I've seen the dangers, and it's not just 5 people, Nick. It's not just 20 people. Mm-hmm. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a great opportunity here because he's seen hundreds of people in his industry die and suffer crippling diseases and injuries due to steroids. He has a great opportunity now to do something that maybe no one else has an opportunity to do.
Nick?
Well, I just have to say, you're right on the target with that. I was with William Bennett, the first drug czar, when we had the commissioners of the 4 major sports in 1989 in room 100 in the old executive office building. He invited me to help out. I was the only active pro athlete at that meeting. We had the heads of the unions there as well. And I have to tell you, when they come to those meetings, they do it for publicity. They do it for public relations. They do come. The president asked them to come. They come. But we're talking about the next step. This has to be more than just arriving in a room and talking for a few hours and saying we're committed.
Right.
That's what we've got to get to.
Right.
And that's where the leadership of President Bush and Senator McCain has to be thinking a lot more deeply than simply attacking the players.
It's Newton Fitness located on 32nd Street and Indian School. The number to track down, one Mac Newton, 602-957-6492. Mac, again, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for your insight.
Could I ask you a question before I go, Dan?
Yes.
When you were playing?
Yes.
Did you ever use steroids?
Absolutely not.
Did you know anyone who did?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And it was amazing, but you know what? Back in that era, back in the day, they stopped after a while because of other situations, circumstances with their bodies, and it scared a lot of them, the enhancements or lack thereof.
Without any names, did you know people who suffered injuries or situations because of using?
Yes, I did.
Do you know on your own that steroids are not a good thing for
absolutely.
That's and all I have to say.
All right, we appreciate that. We're gonna get a little soundbite on the other side with Mark Schmidt. Appreciate it, Mac.
Bye-bye.
Mark Schmidt's going to join us. He's a proponent of the steroids. It's been an interesting take as far as that's concerned. Former free safety for the Detroit Lions and Temple Owl. Also, Dan O'Brien going to join us, the 1996 decathlete gold medalist for the Olympics. You're going to listen to that and more. And back with Nick Lowry, your host, hanging out in Hawaii on Head Games Radio on ESPN Radio 860.
I'm that person at the grocery store in the 10 items or less lane. You know, the one with the 2 cards. Oh, you're behind me, patiently waiting as the cashier does a price check. And of course, I am going to have to write a check. Oh, I dropped a pen. Oh, and no heavens, now where did I leave my driver's license? But worst of all for you is knowing that while you were waiting, sweetie,
we'll
Casino Arizona paid out $30,000 on their slot machines. Oh, now look at your face.
Casino Arizona slots pay out $5.2 million every day, more money than any other casino in Arizona. What are you waiting for?
If you've been thinking about buying or leasing a new BMW, let me give you a little advice. When you talk to your BMW dealer, don't just ask how much your new BMW is going to cost to buy. Ask how much extra it'll cost to maintain. Surely, a car with such legendary performance credentials as a BMW can't be inexpensive to maintain, can it?
Okay, why don't you give a heads up?
Your new BMW will cost you nothing extra to maintain. See, every new BMW is covered
by BMW's full maintenance program. Does he want to do it live, or does he want to just mention it? I think he wants to just mention it.
That means all factory-recommended maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles is covered. It even covers things that typically wear out over time, like brake pads, brake rotors, even wiper blades. Look, BMW has always made cars that are fun to drive. And now, we've made them just a little more fun to own.
Make sure you stop by Chapman BMW on McDowell and test drive the new 6 Series BMWs only at Chapman BMW on McDowell. That's Chapman BMW.
Join the guys from ESPN Radio 860's Deportes al Máximo, presented by Kia, where they make every mile count. This Saturday at the Avondale Kia dealership in beautiful Avondale. ESPN Radio 860's own Jerry and Arturo will have ticket giveaways and plenty of free pizza, courtesy of Pizza Patron, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. right after AZ Game Day with Rock and Wolf. That's Deportes al Máximo, presented by Kia, on location this Saturday from noon to 2 at Avondale Kia, located at 10055 West Papago Freeway in Avondale. Kia, make every mile count.
March Mania is at Champs at the Biltmore. During all games, 250 16-ounce domestic pints of Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra, courtesy of Hensley Company. Also, half-price appetizers and dollar-off cocktails 4 to 7. March 17th, Hensley will have tons of giveaways, while Rock and Manute from Calling All Sports will be on hand Friday for more giveaways. Drop off your bracket at Champs Monday through Wednesday for a chance at a mountain bike. That's March Mania at Champs at the Biltmore. For more info, go to onairsportsradio.com.
General Dynamics' approach to employment is simple. Hire exceptionally talented people, encourage their growth, and give them opportunities to make a difference. Innovation and imagination happen at General Dynamics on a daily basis, from integrating advanced military operations centers to developing secure communication technologies to overhauling the U.S. Maritime Search and Rescue System. General Dynamics is engineering some of the most advanced communication and information systems in the world. Join us in transforming the future. Visit gdc4s.com/careers or log on to callingallsportsaz.com. Employees at General Dynamics thrive in an environment that supports open communication with a real commitment to individual performance and growth. For current hire systems and software engineering openings and other job opportunities in Arizona and around the world, go to gdc4s.com/careers or log on to callingallsportsaz.com. General Dynamics, strength on your side.
Champs at the Biltmore is the Monday home of Calling All Sports. Rock and Manooch broadcast every Monday from the best sports bar and restaurant in town. Champs Restaurant and Bar at the Biltmore, your new home for sports and great food in Arizona. Champs is centrally located at 2520 East Camelback in the Biltmore Mall and is open every day and night for all your sports needs. Happy Hour runs 4 to 7 p.m. with dollar-off all beverage and half-price appetizers. So if you're looking for a game or just a great place for incredible food, check out Champs at the Biltmore, the official home of Calling All Sports with Rock and Manooch.
Tired of eating pizza that tastes like cardboard? If that's the case, then you need to stop by one of two Venezia's New York-style pizzerias in the East Valley. If you love pizza, then you've got to try the 24-inch party pie exclusively at Venezia's. Dine in, pick up, or delivery, Venezia's is serving you from two convenient locations, in Tempe and Chandler. In Tempe at the southeast corner of Mill and Southern, and in Chandler on the northeast corner of Pecos and McQueen. And for you sports fans, take advantage of the extra-large two-item pizza for just $10.99. Now at Venezia's New York-style pizzerias.
And we welcome you back to Head Games Radio. I'm Dan Minucci, your co-host, and our fine host, Nick Lowry, over in the islands of Hawaii. And Nick, you've got a book that you've been working on the last, I guess I would say 2 weeks. You got one more week. Give us a little bit of a gist of what your book's about, and maybe a little flavor of some of the things that you're writing about, maybe a paragraph or excerpt from the book before we get to our guests.
You even pronounce excerpt with the P. I love it,
yes,
my friend.
Yes, it's articulation at its finest here on Head Games Radio.
The idea behind the book is the premise behind the show that, you know, as a kicker, you learn a lot about dealing with pressure. You learn a lot about failure. You learn a lot about the culture in our country where, you know, you're remembered, sure, for your success, but you're also remembered for when you screw up. And dealing with and confronting those fears, when you got the people in the stands yelling at you, you got 3,000 pounds of muscle and sweat and testosterone that want to kill you, you got to find ways to function in those situations. But most importantly, what are the lessons for us as human beings? Because we all make mistakes, and I hope in the book, looking at the strikes that I went through, two of them, with people like Tom Condon and Gene Upshaw, looking at being cut by the Chiefs during the first year of free agency and leaving the town that I loved after 14 years, those are things all of us have to deal with. We have to deal with rejection. We have to deal with failure. We have to deal with missing the big kick. Finding a way to come back, to get back off the floor, that's what it's all about.
Nick, is there a little flavor of a paragraph you might have so we just get a little bit of the tone set with that by any chance?
Yeah, let me just try this one on you.
Okay.
That was my job, to make that big kick, but earlier in the game, despite being the most accurate kicker in NFL history, I had failed. This book is about those moments of truth, those red badge of courage moments when, despite your fears, your human mediocrity, your mistakes, you find a way to dig deep into another kind of well and draw out of it a miraculous potion of confidence, focus, and action.
Wow, even kickers have to suck it up once in a while, huh?
Well, you remember in the Red Badge of Courage, the guy actually runs away, and he's a coward for the first part of the book, his first confrontation with evil and with violence. But he hangs in there and comes through in the end.
All right, Nick, we appreciate that. Hang tight. We've got a couple of our guests here in the second half of the show here on Head Games Radio 860 ESPN Radio. Joining us is former free safety from the Detroit Lions in 1988 and 1989. And he's a former Temple Owl. Mark Schmidt is joining us here, and Mark, always a pleasure to have you here, and former Detroit Lion and Temple Owl, and you had a chance to play for a couple years as free safety in the NFL, and then what transpired after that a little bit?
Well, then I was looking to try to come back, and you know, once you get a taste of the NFL, you want to try to get back once you're released. I was released, like Nick was, a couple of times, and then brought back, and after I got drafted, then I got released by Detroit, then re-signed as a free agent, you clear waivers for 48 hours, all that
you
stuff.
You did the yo-yo, as we like
to
call that.
I did the yo-yo, and then I signed with the New York Jets at the end of my career, and then played in the World League for a year, and a very short time in the Arena League.
And also, we're going to get to your thoughts and comments about being a proponent for the steroid use. And
yeah, the drug-o is here.
The drug-o is here. Also joining us, as he has the last the 4 weeks, he's been so kind, is the 1996 gold medalist decathlete Dan O'Brien out there on the home front. Or he might still be at the office after working out the Chinese baseball players this afternoon. Daniel, how are you?
I'm good, Dan. Glad to be with you guys again. And Nick actually called me from Hawaii today, and I was just like, oh, rough life.
Yeah,
dude.
Isn't it rough? He's sitting there, and that chapter was almost deep, Dan. It was almost a deep chapter, but you just realize that kickers are human, too.
Well, I expected him to finish that with a mahalo or an aloha or something there. So.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't, you know, kickers, in my opinion, are like distance runners. You know, they're on the team, but are they really athletes?
We call that the Dan. We call that the necessary evil of having to have them on the team. But Nick, I know that you wanted to explore a couple areas with Mark and Dan tonight. Mark talking about not really getting into the steroids until after his NFL career.
Well, let's face it. We've talked about this now for 4 weeks, and we've had experts on from the World Anti-Doping Association, the strength coach from the San Francisco Giants. We've had Mac Newton on. We've had Harry Mara on. We've had Dan talk about it. We all have seen a lot of the bad things, but the bottom line is players continue to use it. And I think Mark feels that it, and I agree, we've got to talk about why players continue to. Why? Well, let's look at Barry Bonds. He has indeed played at the highest level anybody over the age of 35 has ever played at in the game. No one can really refute that. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, one of the things that I just want to talk about, you know, we're throwing around some big names here. You're throwing around Barry Bonds' name, and maybe he did, maybe he didn't. You don't want to really speculate on that. I mean, we all are right now. You got to understand, when you're talking about professional athletics and you're talking about football and baseball especially, there are more of a number of guys who are right on the edge there. They're not the big names. They're not the Joe Montanas. You know, they're not the Reggie Whites or the Bruce Smiths. You know, there's a lot of guys like myself that were borderline players. I was a very good college player that was right. It doesn't mean you're going to be a great pro. It just doesn't. The thing is, when you're right on the edge there and you're at that point of making it or not making it, like I was and like you were for a little while, Nick, until you really established yourself, then when you're right on that edge there, then you may be tempted. I never used anabolic steroids while I was playing the game. You know, I started to use some of them when I was trying to come back. If I was to look back on it and be honest with you guys, and I was in the NFL, I made it,
sure,
but I didn't stay as long as I should have for as good as I was in college. You know, I was on that edge. If I was to do it again, you know, I'll be honest with you. I probably should have tried to stay there as long as I can, no matter what it took.
And Dan O'Brien, one of the things that just came out in the paper today is they took a random poll. It talks about 20% of those athletes polled that if they said they could do it all over again and enhance themselves with the steroids or illegal enhancement drugs out there and give up 20 years of their life for the success they had, 20% said yes, they would.
Well, that's just amazing. You know, I think one of the questions that I would have for Mark is, you know, what made him turn the corner? What made him start thinking this is necessary? Was it an injury that he thought he needed to heal faster from? And, you know, in track and field, steroids, performance enhancing, these are dirty words, and they're talked about in hushed circles very quietly. You don't want to start rumors. And so I think in track and field, you know, we know what the consequences are going in. We know that this is, you know, not tolerated, even 1%. But I do believe in other sports, you know, football and baseball, you know, it is tolerated to a certain level. I mean, you can't get, you know, especially with the new drug policy in baseball, I mean, sure, you know, a slap on the wrist the first time, you know, a spanking the second time, and then, you know, we'll deal with you after the third or fourth time. You know, so we're talking about different sports, and I see the different mentalities there, but I just wonder from him, you know, what's his perspective on that? But also, what was the thing that got him to think, you know, hey, look, I need this? Was it because everybody else was doing it, or was it, hey, look, I found, you know, something that, you know, or he felt he was part of a club that, you know, that was, oh, right, if I do it, just not outspoken about it.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't think anybody would be outspoken about it. I think I got to the point where I was, you know, the NFL was pretty heavy. I mean, there's no question. Mm-hmm. Trying to play a skilled position, especially trying to play wide receiver or free safety or, you know, defensive back or running back in the NFL is a very difficult thing. You have to be a tremendous athlete to be able just to even get there. And I think what I saw was that I was so good in college, and I can say that. And I got in. You're in a little bit over your head. You get
sure.
to the point where you're like, oh my gosh, everybody out here is phenomenal. And even at major college, I remember my first major college game against West Virginia. I said, I was a freshman. I'm like,
sure.
This is it? I can do this. I was leading tackler on our team that game, you know, and had interception and played tremendously well. But all of a sudden, there's a huge difference. And this is what I can tell young kids out there, is there's a huge difference between playing major college football and then going to the NFL.
Well, was this the edge that you needed to get back into the big leagues? At least in your mind, you felt you needed to get back to a certain level, and you could not do it without the steroids.
No, I couldn't. And you know what? Maybe there's something. Here's another thing for young players or parents. You know, I was used an awful lot in college. I played. I was an all.
Played a lot of football.
Yeah, I played all. I was
special teams.
I was all conference at receiver. I was all conference at defensive back. And then, you know, I was pretty banged up when I got drafted in the league. I did a physical, and my left shoulder was not good enough to pass a physical. I had to go get it scoped right away. So players are being used up an awful lot in college. Let's face that. So when the time they get to the pros, you know, a lot of times they're beaten up an awful lot.
So, Nick, I got to ask you, so he felt if he wasn't physically there, you talk about head games, what would have been the help for him on the psychological side to not have to go use the steroids to get to that mentality? For one Mark Schmidt, it was basically having to use the steroids to get to that mental edge.
I have to be honest with you, the only thing that would help, besides, of course, being surrounded by people that help you realize it's not the only thing that's going to be important in your life, the only thing would help would be a policy and a standard that prevents players from doing it. There are just too many arguments for players that think that they can just take it a little bit and it's not going to be that bad. There is a 100% injury rate in the NFL. That means that 100% of the players miss at least one game per season. The long-term buildup in the shoulders, in the knees, in the neck, you know, when you're a free safety like Mark, a lot of free safeties and wide receivers have problems in their neck because of the mid-air collisions. You know, you're dealing with pain all the time, something a kicker may not have to do much about. But when you're playing at that level, and as Mark says, you're on the edge, you're going to look for any kind of way to continue. I know personally, even a kicker
who played for the Washington Redskins. It was not Mark Mosley, mm-hmm. who took steroids the night before games. And ironically, he never made any field goals over 40 yards. But I personally knew him, and I find it really sad. And frankly, I think psychologically, the argument is, if you think you have to have something external solve your problems, then ultimately you're going to be mentally weaker and you won't be as good a player as you can be.
Dan O'Brien.
Well, you know, it's just amazing. I try to figure out the mindset of, you know, why these athletes are taking the drugs, because honestly, it never occurred to me.
Yeah.
It really didn't. And I think that's just a tribute to my college coaches. But also in track and field, the I think the penalties are so great, and the risks are so great in Olympic sports. I mean, you're really singled out in track and field when you get in trouble for something like this. So I do believe, though, that athletes are doing what the sport is allowing them to do. They're getting away with as much as they possibly can based on the standards that the sport has set.
You're listening to Head Games Radio here on ESPN Radio 860. Mark Schmidt, former free safety for the Detroit Lions back in 1988 and 89, Temple Owl. Dan O'Brien, the 1996 Olympic decathlete. And our fine host, Nick Lowry, over on the island of Hawaii, just hanging out, having a pina colada. On Dan Minucci, your co-host. We're going to take a quick break and come back on the other side, continue with Head Games.
If you've been thinking about buying or leasing a new BMW, let me give you a little advice. When you talk to your BMW dealer, don't just ask how much your new BMW is going to cost to buy. Ask how much extra it'll cost to maintain. Surely, a car with such legendary performance credentials as a BMW can't be inexpensive to maintain, can it? Well, actually, your new BMW will cost you nothing extra to maintain. See, every new BMW is covered by BMW's full maintenance program. That means all factory-recommended maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles is covered. It even covers things that typically wear out over time, like brake pads, brake rotors, even wiper blades. Look, BMW has always made cars that are fun to drive. And now, we've made them just a little more fun to own.
Make sure you stop by Chapman BMW on McDowell and test drive the new 6 Series BMWs only at Chapman BMW on McDowell. That's Chapman BMW.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Lowry here to make a big announcement. We have a new sponsor for us. It's a new restaurant on Greenway at 64th Street and Greenway on the southeast corner, right next to Blockbuster in Scottsdale. It's called Big Cups Restaurant. We want to thank Kurt Kittleson, the owner, who's gotten on board the Head Games team, and we want to celebrate by inviting you to join us next Tuesday. You can meet the big Dan Minucci and company as we become the next Head Games team with Big Cups. It's 6501 East Greenway Road on the southeast corner of Greenway and 64th, next to Blockbuster. The phone number of Big Cups is 480-596-5220. 480-596-5220. It's an awesome restaurant. Come on by. We'll see you next Tuesday at 6 o'clock for Head Games.
Join Rock and Minucci every Wednesday afternoon to discuss pro sports injuries and prevention, as well as the latest accelerated training techniques with the pain and injury pros at Foothill Sports Medicine Physical Therapy and Training. They offer many services which include physical therapy, accelerated sports training, as well as personal training. Whether you're a weekend warrior or training for the next marathon, Foothill Sports Medicine Physical Therapy and Training can get you out of pain and back in the game. They're open from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. to accommodate your busy schedule. To learn more, check out their website.